All right, yeah, so I'm getting ready to head out for the night. It's was Saturday night in Prague. I'm getting ready to see what's going on. But so I was just thinking, this is going to be a long video, but I was really thinking about how the old saying, like, bad boys get women. And I wanted to talk about this for a minute, because I mean, it makes perfectly logical sense when you think about it. Now, first I want to define bad boy. Now, bad boy does not automatically mean like felon. Bad boy can be, like a super rich guy. You see, what women see in a bad boy is see what okay, what attracts them to bad boys is this. Bad boys don't care. You see what I'm saying? It that this is what makes and they don't care on an existence, on their mere existence type of thing. But it's a proper mixture of not caring and having and still having independent aggression towards the world. That's what creates a bad boy. Because you have to think, women really do have a lot more to lose in dating a man, in having fun with a man than men do have dealing with a woman. Because a woman is really seeking out a protector, okay? They're not really seeking out sex partners. Like, for a woman, the sex is pretty much the payment for protection on their end. You see, their main goal is to find a protector at the core base value of it. And a protector, when I say a protector, okay, this isn't saying like that beta punk ass dude who he might make, 150 a year, 250 a year, but his personality is beta. You see what I'm saying? So, like, see, a woman doesn't feel 100% comfortable with that until she's just too beaten down in life, and she might try to put up with it for a while. What women really, really want is that guy who doesn't care, who doesn't care about things. That this is what they really want. Like I said, that could be from a murderer to a bank robber to a tycoon. All right, it doesn't matter what they actually do for a living. It's their character in what they're doing, and they don't care, but yet they could have just enough focus to do what they want to do, whether it's robbing banks or becoming a tycoon millionaire or working at Costco, working at Walmart or Tesco. It doesn't really matter. It's that right blend of not caring and then with aggression and also doing what they want to do in life. And then wherever that leads them to, that's just where it leads them to. Because okay, look back at every guy you ever known who was a bully, a bad boy, in the sense of like felon and all this stuff, or a bad boy in the sense of like a rich tycoon. Those guys always kept women, even from young ages. From young, they always had girlfriends. This is why, because a woman's coordinate. See, what a woman sees in that guy is this man doesn't care. So when he goes out in the world, he won't care about what happens in the world, and he's just going to get what he's after. See, that's what turns them on to the bad boy. Because it's the same thing like when women watch a guy who lives at home with his mom. You see, now we all know the reality can be some anything, but what a woman sees when a guy is, let's say, like 30 years old and lives at home with his mom, what she's seeing is, oh, he lives at home with his mom. That means when he goes out in the real world, he'll be inexperienced. You see what I'm saying? See, this is what they see when they see these things. What women look for in men from the first, like I say, really, like from the first few, from at least from the first time they see you, is how does this guy translate what he is now and what he's doing now to out there in that real world? You see, this is what women are seeing, and if these two things align right, then you will never have a problem in real life getting a girlfriend. Because my thing is, in real life, I don't have a problem at all getting some woman staring at me, blah blah blah. I have no problem because I genuinely just don't really care many times, especially if I start drinking beer. I really don't care anymore. But yeah, this is why, because like I said, at the end of the day, women have a lot more to lose. Women, because like I said, when they get pregnant and now they got this emotional bond with what was in their body for 9 months, so many of them, like they have a lot more on the line, and their bodies degrades. They can't get a same quality man ever again that they want. And it just goes downhill for them. So they have a lot more to lose. So I don't blame them for being so picky. but because it's just simply their nature tied into like what society's turned into now. So it's like what society's turned to now, if you're a bad boy, you're pretty much usually, you know, broke in jail. And because very few make it to be millionaire tycoons of being bad boys, or just being making six figures of being bad boys. Because if they're working, if a guy's working a job, he's some part of him has to be submissive to deal with other people in that job. So this is why a lot, like this is why any fella you've ever known has always kept a woman. Any fella you've ever known, anyone, he always has some woman sniffing around him. If he's doing life in prison, or he's working at Speedway at a gas station, or it doesn't matter where, some woman is eyeballing him. You see, and look back at anyone, I guarantee they've always either they had a woman or they could have had a woman and they passed on her. I guarantee it. Yeah, so this is why women like the bad boy. Because if you're a good guy, see, the problem with being a good guy is this. Like I said in the last video, the problem with being a good guy is that it usually gets you into the good boy area. Because, see, when you're a good guy and you're asking questions, you're not just saying statements like, tell me what you think about such and such. You're asking, well, what do you think about such and such? See, if you tell somebody, tell me what you think about the Denver Broncos, you know, see, the way they internalize that is going to be completely different from if you walk to somebody and says, can you tell me your thoughts on the Denver Broncos? See, like, that makes you a pussy. You see what I'm saying? Because you're not stating, you're not putting your personality on the line. You're not putting yourself on the line with a statement. You're asking, so you're still kind of looking for that validation and a response and validation versus when you're just making a statement, you see. So, like, when you're a good guy, when you're just a good guy, like, you have money to just give them. If you're a good guy, and let's say you're a good guy, let's say you make $50,000 a year. In Ohio, that's a decent wage. So let's say you make $50,000 a year, and you're very polite, very, very man, have tons of manners, and you're just having troubles with either getting women or keeping women around. This is why. Okay, now another thing I want you to do. Look back on any story of, let's say, like teen pregnancy or a single mother who's sad and messed up. How many times did you ever hear women complaining about a man that they had a baby with who was too nice? You don't hear it because they don't have babies with those guys. You see, you don't hear, or they were just so fucked up and lame they had to, so they just sit down and shut up. It's one or two. See, you never hear them go, oh yeah, I had a nice husband and he was very nice, but we just didn't see eye to eye and blah blah blah. But I keep having more kids with him. You see, no, it doesn't work like that. You see, they always have kids with the asshole because the asshole gets in their pussy. Because, like I said, what a woman sees when a guy's an asshole is everything a woman sees about you and how you walk, talk, dress, your character, everything of what she's seeing in you. See, what she is looking for is how you're going to translate this and be in the real world when it comes time to potentially, you know, have sex with her and get her pregnant. That's what a woman is seeing. Now, all men see in a woman initially is, what does her ass look like? Is she clean? And is she speaking, you know, proper English or not? And that's usually, that'll usually at least get them in the door with us. But for them, they're like, their instincts are looking for that next level. But like I said, the bad boy doesn't automatically mean a guy who, you know, who has robbery on his record. It doesn't automatically always mean that. It can mean a guy who, you know, runs his own business and he's doing his own thing. That's a bad boy to a woman, to a lot of women. That can be considered like bad boy. He's going his own route and he's doing what he wants to do and he's successful at it. See, like, because the problem with like a lot of musicians is, see, the musicians, they rank in as bad boys. But the problem with a lot of musicians is they do what they want to do and women have babies with them. A lot of women, they end up having babies with these, you know, with these guitarists and basses. They'll fuck them. Because that type that sense of bad boy is coming off. But see what happens with that, and this happens a million times, every time. Women will chase guitarists, bass players, drummers. Women, well-educated women will chase them into the ground. Because like I said, that bad boy thing is coming off with them. But see, where a lot of them will finally wake up is when it finally hits them that this drummer, bassist, boyfriend is not gonna make a lot of money. And they start hitting when they get over their prime, like at 25, 26, 27, 28. In reality starts to set in for a lot of women. That's when they start to go, oh, maybe I need to break up with John. We have a 4-year-old daughter together, and you know, and she's taking care of him. But like I said, see, like that woman nature starts to kick in after 25 for a lot of them. Not all, there are anomalies, but for a lot of them it does. But yeah, I'm trying to make this quick because I gotta head out soon. What time is it? Yeah, I gotta head out in a minute. But yeah. See, the reason why they get bad boys is because bad boys do what they want to do. All right. That's why. Okay, Purple. Okay, and this is a ridiculous example, but it's an example. Okay, Captain America versus Iron Man. Like Captain America, he had the one, okay, before he became Captain America and he got all big and you know his status went up because he was Captain America. That dude, he couldn't get a girlfriend at all. You see? But Tony Stark, women just coming up trying to sneak their number to him. They got that part right. You know, like, I mean, yeah, Captain America, he did get with Haley or Agent Carter. But of course, that was after he became Captain America. And, you know, his status went up. And so now, you know, women will start liking him then. But nobody liked him before because he was a good guy. He would put his life on the line for everyone. And he, please, thank you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And it's, that's not sexy. You see what I'm saying? See, something about life and what you do in life, there's something sexy about not caring and just throwing things away and letting them go. There's a certain sexiness about it, you see. But when you like hold on to something for dear life, that is never sexy. And that's essentially like the core, I think, where good guys kind of inevitably end up in holding on to something. And they want to hold on to it. And I definitely swing back and forth between being a good guy and a piece of shit. But because I'm still working through like exactly where to put which emotion. But yeah, that's it. So if I talk too fast, that's just me, fam. Sorry.